my picture just to see what it felt like. A digital fixture in a world that seems so lifelike. So I type the way I feel inside that makes me want to fight. And I try to not mistake love with anything that might feel like hype. A roll of the dice.
Welcome back to Dating Games, a modern relationships podcast, and a surprise host episode. I know that we're between seasons, and that means we're meant to be taking a break. But if you know anything about me and Stephanie, we just love to work. And we always have new relationship shit going on. And yeah, we literally wrap the season and then we're messaging like, so do I, like, what do we do? Do we want to save all this gossip for 2 months' time? Or do we want to just record today? So
I think it has to be now, or otherwise it's not going to feel the same when we're not in the moment, you know? Plus, we kind of got messed up with technology and we left everyone on a cliffhanger. So I feel like this is only right to do for our listeners.
There you go. Look at you. So Stephanie Foster, the curator of the pod, head of scheduling as of now.
Yeah, you guys are going to be glad we did this. So many updates. We don't know if we could fit it in the amount of time. So.
Or, yeah, literally, we have to get right into it. So the first story I have for you was, as you know, when we last left the listeners, feeling ready, I turned a corner. I was like, you know what? It's time to jump back in. And then I hadn't really done anything about that, as you know. And then as I kind of thought about it and started to be like, okay, do I get on the apps again? Do I sort of like go back to trying to kind of connect with people IRL? What are the strategies we're employing here? I then start to feel really lonely. And it kind of spun me out because normally loneliness comes really hand in hand with depression for me. And obviously I was like, we were doing so well. I did my 5 years of therapy that I feel I've graduated. Like, life is good. The sun is shining. What's going on? And I couldn't quite work it out. And so I also didn't want to go back into the dating pool with that baggage, right?
Yeah.
Out here having a pod like this, I'm trying to at least follow my own advice some of the time. I actually went to some advice that I say to friends all the time, partly because I'm so like pro sex worker rights, pro like proper pay, good clients, fair laws, all the rest of it. And so, you know, sometimes, and particularly when I hear stories of women in my life and the fucking shit you have to put up with on apps from men, then, you know, a lot of the time I am like, well, would these fuckboys not go pay for it? And then you don't have to deal with them and another woman gets paid. And I, you know, often say it as a joke, but I kind of mean it as well.
Yeah.
So I called my own bluff. I was feeling really lonely. I didn't want to bring that baggage into the dating pool. And so I got in touch with a sex worker off the interwebs. I told you.
That was actually my first question. What do you Google to find this?
Well, so here's the thing. The easiest decision of all was I thought it'll be a guy. You know, I was raised with a certain 70s feminism of the men have had it good enough for long enough. And whilst I'm not saying it isn't correctly warranted that there have been further waves of feminism since then, and that wasn't always the most intersectional thinking back in those days, there is still that part of me that's like, let's just burden whatever the fuck is going on with me on a dude.
Yep.
I think that was just, that was my default in making that decision. And so then it was just like male sex worker, Dublin or whatever. Was like, we'll see if I end up on a list. But
do they send you a binder or what happens next?
Yeah, you know what, this is little known fact, it's all done by post. And no, I'm joking.
Oh, I was like, oh my god, I totally fell for that.
You live in Texas, they're trying to roll the laws back 100 years, so you're like, yep, yeah, we actually don't have a postal system anymore. We've gone before those days. It's all donkeys transporting mail here.
The only way LGBTQ+ laws are passed in Texas, they must be transported by donkey.
So back to the story. I messaged this guy. He had like a really common name, like not Patrick, but like one of the other ones you'd imagine as common Irish names. So I was obviously like, okay, well, this won't be his real name. Reached out to him. Let's call him Seamus for the sake of argument. A good, strong Irish name. Not so many young Seamuses these days, but it's a real uncle name.
Oh, yeah. When you said Seamus, I was like, okay, my mind just went to 85, but you do you.
Yeah, look, I'm keeping my mind open. And so essentially, like, I reached out and said, well, how would you feel slash is it a service that you offer that you could just come round and we watch Netflix and cuddle?
Oh, I love that.
I know. And spoiler alert, it's actually going to get more wholesome. In the same way, I'm incapable of having a hookup. Of course, me hiring a sex worker was kind of... Anyway, so yeah, he was like, well, this is what I charge compared to my usual rate. And obviously I was like, bargain, discount, love that, great. And then, you know, there was a part of me that's like, well, I hope, like, I'm really trying to be a good client, right? I'm like, I don't want to be creepy. I don't want to, like, I don't know. I just want to be a nice client. And so I'm there being like probably really formal over message and hoping that it doesn't seem like I'm kind of lying about what I want to happen, you know, but equally I'm not going to get into that. I'm feeling lonely and I've decided to pay you for your time to figure out what the fuck is happening for me right now.
I love that.
So I didn't say that. And anyway, so we were messaging and then at one point he didn't. You'll find this funny. This is so silly. But at one point, he didn't reply for like a day. And I was like reading back the messages being like, have I scared him off? Like, you know, just getting into that like anxious dating mode of like, well, this is a whole new type of rejection I didn't know was possible.
Yeah, this one won't even let me pay them to be
with me. And so I was thinking, you know, surprise, surprise, he has two phones and that one was off. Is what happened there, because I don't understand how WhatsApp works. I've got it for the first time in my life. And I thought, if there's not two ticks, it means you've been blocked.
Oh, got it. It just means it hasn't been received.
Yeah. Anyway, this is not significant to the story. I just thought you'd find it funny. So then, anyway, it ended up being that he was free last minute on the same night I was, just before I went away to France for a few days to see a friend. So I was like, cool. Let's go for it. He came over. I paid him up front. He like handed me his phone with Revolut to like send him the money. He had all his real details on there. And I'm just like, you know, when you're like, this is new for me.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, like now I know your real name and your date of birth is right there. I'm not saying I'm doing anything with it, but I don't trust your other clients.
100%.
Yeah. So this is maybe foreshadowing a little bit. Well, you'll see why. I'm already there feeling a little bit protective. It's who I am. We exchange the money and then, you know, he like goes, like puts his phone away, starts kind of small talking like, so how's your weekend been? And it was a little bit of, you know, when you're just like going through the motions of it, of being like, huh. It's like being in the hairdresser. Is he going to ask me if I've got any holidays planned? And then I said fairly early on, like, oh, I've never done anything like this before. I'm sure all your clients probably say that to you, but like, for real, for real. And he like took my paw and like put my hand in his and was like, is this okay? And I was like, this is so sweet. And then anyway, like he continued like chatting away and we never even ended up watching a movie, because I'd spent the previous 2 hours just like cleaning the whole house, because, you know, like anxious Irish hospitality of like, heaven forbid he sees dust and thinks I've got a deficiency in my soul, therefore, and choosing out different like movie options. And so I hadn't really thought about any conversation other than the, let's not get into me feeling lonely and that's why he's here.
Yeah.
Do you know? So I was more thinking of what not to get into, because he's not my therapist. And so we ended up just like chatting and chatting, him mostly doing the talking. And maybe again, foreshadowing, like when I did kind of like get closer to him, then I like went to like hold him. And it was that funny thing of, I don't know if you've ever had this experience of like holding a man slash person who just doesn't seem used to that at all. But it was one of those funny things I like nearly had to choreograph, being like, nestle. What is scooch, get comfy. And then anyway, maybe foreshadowing, I say that because he progressively got more and more open with me. So it went from his day job being like an industry he'd kind of fallen into. It's like something I've worked in previously as well, so I can relate, to them being like, he struggles to like make friends and is like keen to make like more gay friends because like most of his friends are straight, and they've like mostly kind of got married off with family, and then even the ones that will be persuaded to go on a night out, they want to go to like wherever they went, you know, when they were younger. They don't want to go to like his spots, and he's like, but I'm the one trying to meet people, like I'm the one trying to get coupled off, so can we not go somewhere gay where I've got higher odds or whatever? And then he was, yeah, just kind of like opening up about his life more and more. And you have to trust me on this. I wasn't doing it on purpose. Like, I know people talk to me and I know that I, you know, do that for a living, but I like really was just sat there listening, but seemingly just that was the good listening and the probably my unflinching nature.
Yeah.
It was an interesting thing and it did feel really close.
Mm-hmm.
Like we kind of like moved around like different positions of cuddling. It wasn't just me holding him. And it just felt like really like tender and intimate. And I think as much as him like opening up and telling me so many things was quite unexpected. Like I literally at one point I was like, do you tell all your clients as much about your life? And he was like, I try and be pretty open, but like you're very easy to talk to. It was incredibly wholesome. And I think that also like maybe I got something from that as well, that it felt like really real. Because obviously you're just like, you know, the situation is out of it. Like at one point he was like playing with my hair and I was like, do you like my hair? What are we up to up there?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh no, I think I just like, it's a habit of mine. I do this with everyone. And I was like, oh, that's like a trick of the trade. Never mind. Nothing to do with my hair being nice at all. But, you know, obviously the like being that open about your life was real, you know, was like genuine things he was sharing with me. Also, not for nothing, really showed me the fuck up. Because when he's there talking about like trying to make friends, like that being his like New Year's resolution to make new friends and like particularly like gay friends. And then he kind of like got to May and sort of gave up on it. And I'm there being like, not saying it, but obviously in my head being like, I felt lonely for 2 weeks and I called a man in. Really fucking maybe gave me some perspective, put me to shame. But yeah, it was actually lovely. And he ended up like, when he checked his phone and like the 2 hour time had elapsed, I was like, oh, do you need to head off, right? And he was like, oh, actually, like, I'm good if it's good for me to stay a bit longer. And I was like, oh, does this mean I win?
You're a good client.
I hope so. Well, also, it probably, I mean, there is a part of me that, you know, I love a bargain. And there was a part of me that's like, you stay as long as you, like, your hourly rate can be whatever you want it to be. I'm vibing.
Okay, I have a question. Don't tell me how much it was, but was it higher or lower than you were expecting?
It was about what I think I expected.
Okay.
Partly because it's something I value and I'm like, no, it should be paid well. I mean, I did like chat to a friend beforehand because I was having a bit of that like trepidation of a new situation. And she was like, you know, you would have just needed to pay for my flights. I would have done that for free. And I'm like, that was also a funny moment of like, huh, for as much as I'm open about talking about mental health and everything, still when faced with a new feeling that I don't normally have isolated from depression, my default was still, don't burden a friend with it. And I was like, oh dear, none of us are a finished project. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that's a story for you. And are there any other details I should fill in? I did walk him to the bus stop.
You heard from him since?
Yeah, well, I messaged him the next day being like, you know, thanks for last night. I feel great today. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. Because it really was just like a one-off kind of experiment in my mind. And yet, in kind of giving me exactly what I needed, seemingly, because like the next day I did feel lighter from it. I was like, whatever was going on with me, that seems to have, yeah.
Yeah.
That got it.
Sometimes you just got to connect with someone, you know?
Yeah. 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 And I don't know if it would have been different if like we had literally just watched a movie, because like the last thing I was thinking about was, what's the chat going to be like? I just sort of was like, I just feel that craving for like physical affection. Yeah. In a kind of no strings attached sort of way, and everyone knows what they're getting into. And so, yeah, that was a pleasant surprise, but maybe it would have been different if we hadn't chatted. Like, it did feel like genuine nice connection, even in that like faux situation. And I did have like the next day, here's where it circles back to dating. It was a kind of learning for me, because the next day I had like all the sort of like little butterflies of like meeting somebody new that you're attracted to, but without any like angst, without the like, oh, is he going to text me or are we going on another date? Because that wasn't the situation.
The one time thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also just because it wasn't dating, right? And the thing I kind of drew from that then was me thinking, okay, how do I bring this level of chill into my actual dating life? Of just being like, okay, that was a good date.
Yeah.
Line under it, rather than always being like, okay, what's the next thing? You know, always trying to like angst ahead.
Yeah, and kind of like manipulating the situation.
Or trying to, right? Because I don't think we can, but we're still there being like, if I send the perfect text, then they'll definitely fall in love with me. Like,
I've had that thought before.
So I think that's what we're all trying to do. Sometimes I just wonder if we as humans can be trusted with the tools that we have. Like,
no, I can't.
Maybe none of us are adult enough for texting to be a toy that's age appropriate.
It should have an age limit, actually. It should have a maximum too.
I knew you were gonna say it.
All texting me.
So that was a new experience, which I'm really glad I had. And
would you do it again?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I think I would. Well, now I feel like I get it, because I always sort of like found sex work like this fascinating sort of thing that like was mostly abstract. Like I don't know well any people that are sex workers in my life. I know people that have gone in and out of the kind of OnlyFans stuff, but not in this version of sex work. And right. And I, you know, I get it. I get the like, there's a certain simplicity to paying for that kind of interaction. I don't know if it would feel as uncomplicated to me if we had anything sexual happen.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if it's in me to be transactional in that way. But who knows? I mean, I did come away from it being like, honestly, if my side of it's a job, I think I could do this. Because that's where it was like an interesting role reversal of like, who was looking after who at a certain point. It did feel a bit like that. And I think that's why like, even it felt intuitive that I like side off cuddling him. I think my brain had like sensed some things about, you know, the vulnerability coming from his side.
Totally.
And so, yeah, so that was an interesting one as well, to be like, this was completely unexpected from what I thought it would be, but actually it felt really nice and needed.
Yeah. I mean, what did you think it was going to be like, especially when you were like so descriptive about what you wanted?
I think I was maybe taking it very literally, where I was like, he's booked in for this much time, we'll watch a film, the film will basically take up the time. So I had booked him in for 2 hours. I was like, well, that's how long a film will be. And so I think I just maybe like sort of went with the situation and maybe didn't think about it too much, and then was kind of in it. And yeah, so I don't know exactly what I thought, but I didn't think it would be quite like that either. And I honestly was probably quite prepared for it to feel sort of formulaic. Do you know, think I maybe was sort of bracing myself for this to feel a bit like faux intimate, and that maybe I would see through it and I'd just be like, you know, you're here for the cuddles, watch your film, you know, rather than like analyze the situation. I thought I would have to like turn that off in myself.
Yeah.
Whereas actually just, was really nice and kind of organic and wholesome, and would recommend.
Of course you have a wholesome sex worker story. Like, What?
Sorry. I am who I am. I actually wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it. And then I told loads of friends about it. And then I was like, well, everyone likes the story and finds it interesting and has questions. So yeah. And you know what? You know what really tipped me actually was even within, I've probably told like this story like 10 times now. Love chatting to friends. And even within that small sample, one of my mates hired someone in a very similar way during the pandemic. She had someone over when she was like in lockdown and, you know, was living alone. And this was like, you know, something she was craving, that connection. And she was like, yeah, it was like a really good experience. You know, the person I hired didn't believe that I didn't want something more. And so like seemed to assume that she was like nervous to vocalize what she really wanted. So it was like kind of sort of like softly like angling for things, or like, you know, offering things. And then like halfway through their time kind of realized like, oh no, for real, she did just want to like be spooned and watch reality TV.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like not massively dissimilar to like my dynamic with that friend anyway, where like, so I was kind of like, yeah, absolutely. You didn't have that connection that you're used to like having, whether it's like friends or whether it's, you know, people that are closer. And then a different friend of mine, it turned out she'd been a sugar baby years before I'd known her. And I was like, okay, yeah. So what, 2 out of 10 people have like either been in the industry or, you know, engaged in it? And surely the answer there is that just this stuff is so little talked about that we have no idea how common it is. And that's what tipped me, where I was like, well, if anyone's going to share their whole life on the internet, I suppose it should be me.
Yeah, you signed up for that.
Yeah, that's what we do here. So yeah, so there you go, story.
God, I love it. What a good exit into the off season. You're ready now. You're going to come back with so many dating stories. It's going to be wild.
I feel refreshed. And I have actually been on a first date.
How did it go?
It was really good, actually. I mean, it's very early stages, so I don't really have a narrative on it yet. But what I will say is I did feel rusty. Like, I was very glad that this had happened with Seamus, because I did feel kind of like emotionally reset a bit. And I think that felt very necessary, including in hindsight. But yeah, there was a part of me that felt a bit rusty, where I was like on the date, like going through the motions. Like we went for a drink. And you know, when you're like, you can keep the conversation going, it's a part of our work. Like, but then I was sort of a little bit like out of it at the same time, being like, I don't actually know how I feel about this or about you. But I'm keeping the chat going. Yeah. So I think I may not have been as rusty skill set wise, but I was rusty at like actually having to sit in the seat and be like, how is this going? To the point where I was like, I've actually decided I'm going to opt out of being the one that says like whether or not we meet up again. I was like, I'm actually going to try and dodge that if I can. Anyway, we've since been on another date. So obviously something went right.
How many dates have we been on?
I have another one tomorrow.
And that's date 3?
That will be date 3. I know, a fucking lunch break date as well, like fucking adult.
Okay, what intrigues you about this?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think I'm going to get into it much, because I sort of want to like, I really want to see how it goes. It feels, how am I phrasing this? The thing is, I think it feels way too early stages to even like get into it.
That's fair. I get that.
But
I totally get it.
You know, three dates aren't for nothing. So watch the space.
Watch the space.
Could you imagine if we come back for next season and like we're like I'm coupled off and it's like all I needed to do was cuddle a man that I hired and that just got me together.
I think that would be, yeah, what if we're both in relationships at the same time?
I know, imagine. It'll be a very different pod. I, you know, I like to hope that all these conversations and guests that I interview also contribute, but no, I'm feeling in a good place. And speaking of being in relationships, ping-ponging it back to you.
Hi, it's your resident lesbian here.
You're like, I may be new to the community, but I'm fast to the stereotypes.
Yeah, but I do follow those stereotypes to a T. No, actually, I will say I took this one real slow. This is the woman I told you about last time, and we had been on like 5 or 6 dates, and she hadn't touched me yet. So we went on like a couple more dates and it got to like date 8 or 9 and it was at the end. And I finally was just like, are you going to kiss me goodnight? And she was like, yeah. And then we kissed and it was like fucking great. And so we have just been going on a million dates all the time, hanging out, getting to know each other. And then I made it official with her last week. I asked her to be my girlfriend.
Oh my God. Look at you vocalizing what you want.
I know. I've never asked someone to be my girlfriend before. It was exciting.
That's so cool. And she said, maybe.
Yeah, she said, let me think about it. No.
She was like, another 10 dates, please. And then ask me again.
Exactly. No. She said, yes, which is so exciting. Okay, but in obvious drama, she definitely knows my ex.
And when you say knows.
So my ex dated someone right before me.
Uh-huh.
And my new girlfriend almost dated that same woman.
Okay. I'm doing the math. Yep.
Yeah. So doppelganger's ex almost dated my current girlfriend. And yeah, apparently.
So you're like snow sisters once removed or whatever the phrase is.
Yeah, whatever. Eskimo sisters.
Do I even want to know what that comes from? Why is it Eskimos? No. Okay, fine. The listeners can Google. I will not.
Yeah. That's what Google's for. Yeah, but so it was a little bit weird. My ex has a really bad reputation in the community here, which, you know, I think it's hard when you're dating someone long distance. I mean, you don't know those things. Yeah.
Is that what we're finding out? She had to go out of state for it? She poisoned her own pool?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Isn't that wrong?
I mean, that's fascinating. That must also be not lovely to hear, but there must be some solace from it.
Yeah. And it's like so nice to hear that the girl she dated before me is also like a goddamn angel and a kind person and all of these things. I don't know. I just felt like so tricked and all of this other bullshit that it just made me feel not as dumb, not as like gullible, maybe.
Do you mind me asking, like, what? Is the reputation? What sort of things?
Well, I found out she cheated on me while we were in a relationship. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, lots of things like that. You know, just like in a small town, once you do that to a few different people.
Word gets around.
Circulate. But.
That'll be the next thing. You'll be like, she does have good choice, though, because now I'm dating the girl she cheated on me with. And we have bitching about her in common, and it's all very healthy.
Oh my God. Isn't it like the coolest feeling though to be dating someone new and being like, oh, thank God.
Yes.
Like I didn't know this healthiness could exist. I didn't know I almost chose so poorly. So I think there's a big relief in that.
Yeah. But then also like to give yourself some credit, it was your first same-sex relationship and it did kind of come about in quite an unexpected way. So it would...
Yeah.
At the very least, it would track that it's someone that kind of knew what they wanted, you know, and sort of maybe took more of the lead on the decision-making of you being together, given it was your first ever girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I need to give myself a little bit of a break.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is lovely to hear, though, that this one's going so well and you're finding a new level of healthy, because that is what I want. That is what I want next. I have this feeling of security, I think, ultimately. Of knowing where I'm at, and then that kind of steadfastness that even if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I'm still here, I'm still me.
Yeah, but I think that comes from, like, truly not needing someone else. Like, you don't need someone, right?
Mm.
And I think the clearer I got on not needing someone next to me, the easier it was to say no to all of the things that, like, were not for me.
Shit, are we evolving?
I hate it for us.
Are we growing up? I don't know if it's going to be more or less entertaining for the listeners. Probably less, but...
Probably less. Like, I will be honest, living recklessly is a lot easier. You will be proud of me. I did reach out and tell my ex that I had moved here.
You sent the text.
Your request.
I sent
that.
Good bit of peer pressure. What did she say?
Glad you picked a good place to live.
Feels loaded, yep.
Something about...
I mean, probably deserved, though. Let's be clear. Like.
And yeah, I sent it, and I'm proud of myself, and I thank you for encouraging me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, done. And now if she messages you, you're like, new girlfriend, who this?
Truly.
So what do you want to tell me about the new person? She's brown hair. She's from Texas. We don't share a father, but we share an aunt.
We're not that Texas. I will say I've never felt so considered and taken care of in my life. And I can honestly say I've never dated a better human being.
I hope you're right. It's early days.
I know, it's early days. But currently, I love the way she moves through the world. I don't know how she just like takes care of everyone around her. I don't know. She just has like such good energy. Like I just want to be around her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I do know. Far be it from me to talk about something that I was edging away from talking about, but the person I've been going on dates with, that kind of echoes a bit for me, where even it's a little bit weird to talk about with some of my friends, where I'm like, you staffing a story. You know, even if someone seems like a good option, there's usually a like, oh, but listen to this ridiculous mess we got into.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, that we went out for food and our order was wrong. Like, it's weird to just have so little drama to the point where there's even a part of me being like, I don't know how to even tell a story about this person.
Totally. I think that's 100% spot on. I think, you know, we both love working because we're both so used to chaos and we're both so used to these kinds of environments. And so when we put ourselves in a peaceful environment, it's like pretty jarring at first. Like I had to actively talk myself down sometimes because I just was like, oh, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because like every so often I do speak to guests like that, like one that springs to mind is Juno Birch, where she was telling me about her husband and like how chill their relationship is and how they both kind of prioritize that. And obviously I'm like, that sounds lovely and your dynamic is clearly so cute. We've also got 40 minutes to fill, so like what else we got? I'm like, how do we get to the chill relationship you're in? Tell me about that. But yeah, it was an interesting one.
Conversation.
But she's a drag queen where her drag is like alien drag. And she's like very kind of internationally acclaimed and very distinctive. And so obviously, like, you maybe assume certain things about a person where you think, okay, well, you're that kind of wacky as a persona. You're going to have some like wacky takes behind the scenes. But actually, like, it seemed more that her like stable relationship was part of what makes her like traveling the world and being an alien internationally work.
Yeah. She's like, I conquered this human life. I think I'm going to try alien now.
Yeah. And so that's an interesting thing, even hearing you talk about it with like our unconventional work lives. Then maybe it does make sense that we're also those people that have like, oh yeah, at home. Oh, that's my mecca. Like it's real chill back there.
Yep. Yep.
And then I step out into the world and everyone else's chaos loves to find me.
Ugh. Yeah.
And I'm also not discounting my own part and being part of that chaos at times.
I definitely bring a heap of my own to it.
Before any of my friends hear this and message me, oh, it's everyone else's chaos, is it? Better not be talking about me. Yeah. So, oh, look at us being in a surprisingly good place.
I know. This is like so much better of a wrap-up of a season than where we were a few weeks ago.
I know. Did it take a few weeks off work? Is that what?
Yeah, no. We each just needed some alone time. Some of us needed alone time with the sex worker. And here we are, back on our game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I joke to my friends about that sometimes where like I feel most myself when I feel powerful. And I don't mean that in a, I think I'm Thanos way. I just mean in terms of like a lot of the answer for me, mental health wise, has been autonomy, like prioritizing freedom, doing the work I want to do, having a schedule that works for me, catching up with loads of friends, like just having a lovely schedule that I keep busy, but I keep in control of. It feels like we're in a good place. I know what to tell you.
I can't wait. I'll see you in how many months? Two?
Yeah, so we'll be back in September. So we'll probably record an episode next month. So who knows? Who knows what will have happened? But yeah, good luck with everything with this. I don't even have any tasks for you, just, you know.
Thank God, because you gave me too many last time.
Don't, you know, just nice, easy stuff. Like, don't fuck it up. No pressure. No, you do whatever you want to. But I'm excited for you. And yeah, we'll chat again soon.
I can't wait to hear about your third date.
I know. Me either. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe this is where it goes to shit.
Thanks for listening.
For the full experience, you can join our subscription on Apple Podcasts to access extended ad-free episodes. Our show is edited and produced by Pete Murta.
The music is Digital Damaged by me, Emma Becco.
We're proud to be an independent production.
And leaving a quick review is another way to support the show.
Speak to you next Friday. Until then, good luck out there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.